Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Phoebe.
Hey, Phoebe.
Yes? Phoebe. I'm Phoebe Bridges.
Okay, what's your name? Shelach, Shelach, Abai Shelach. Phoebe, look.
He said that he's the co-host of the podcast. No problem.
Hey, listeners, it's Mishi. So, as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories, they're just quick conversations, or postcards, really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. You know, wars are often told through numbers, of the dead, the wounded, the missing, the misplaced. But behind each one of those numbers, of course, there's a person, a family, a community whose life has been altered forever. For 2 weeks now, we've been hearing stories of survival. Stories that seem to belong to a different era. Ones we never imagined we'd hear again, at least not on this scale. And today, we'll hear one such story. The story of Yarnin Peled of Kibbutz Be'eri, who survived the carnage of October 7th. Between them, Yarnin and his partner Daphna Shamir have 5 adult children, 2 of whom, Ido and Yahel, were also on Kibbutz Be'eri, in their own homes, on that horrific Saturday morning. Yarnin and Daphna have been evacuated to Kibbutz Ma'agan Michael, between Chadera and Haifa, which is where our producers Mitch Ginsberg and Adina Karpuch recorded their story.
If you could first just start by introducing yourself, that would be great.
My name is Yarnin Peled. Some people know me as a bicycle guy. I live in Kibbutz Be'eri, born and raised. It's a very close community with the bad and good, because it can be very supportive and it can be very demanding. It's still a community that, unlike a lot of kibbutz, everybody's salary is still going to the same pot and everybody's getting a budget for a year.
Could you describe to me your life, what it looked like on Friday, the 6th of October?
It's a weekend, it's Friday, and we get ready for the last eve of Sukkot. I went riding, Daphna went running with Phoebe, the dog, got back home and started preparing the dinner for the kids and guests in the sukkah. Everybody's excited, and next Sunday, back to normal after all the holidays. So for me, it's extra excitement. I like my routine. We're outside in the sukkah. It's a brilliant weather. Everybody's around the table, having a laugh and fun. And up till small hours of the night. And then each one going on his own way and happily ever after.
And then the morning of the 7th?
We woke up, and since we went to sleep very late and more than one glass of wine, so we decided to take our time. Usually Daphna is out the door about 5:30, 5:45, and I'm about 6:15 outside the door. And this time, 6:30, we start walking, and then all hell broke loose. I mean, we know when something's starting, and we know the bombs and, you know, and everything. But this time was extra. The amount of rockets and the Iron Dome missiles shooting it down. I mean, it was really more than ever. We got into the safe room, and there is an app for messages inside the kibbutz that usually it's for, you know, daily life of a community. Not something special, but this time it was messaging and echoing messages of other people in the kibbutz from their safe room about what's going on. And then we realized there are terrorists inside walking around the kibbutz. And since you are inside the safe room and everything is closed, you don't see outside. So you just get these messages and they get worse by the minute. They up my stairs. They try to break the door. Go and save this house. And everybody asking, please send the army. Send the army. Someone come and save me. But there is no one to come and save you. More than 100 came and raided the kibbutz. So most of the first line of defense actually been killed very quickly. Outside there's shooting. There's gunfire all the time and then explosions. And you don't exactly know where from. Because it's all over. Where's the army? Send someone to help. Our safe room have a corridor getting into the door. So I said, okay, they can't shoot us from any direction but the door. This is what they see. So I'll be standing at the side holding the door closed. And if they shoot or something, we are at the side. So this is the only plan I have. And if they get in, may God be with me. Few hours later, we get the message that don't open the door unless we get this code. And so we send it to the kids. And about 5-10 minutes later, we get a message. It's been compromised. Don't use this code. Don't open the door unless you're absolute certain. It's IDF soldiers outside. But Ido and his girlfriend have no battery left, or almost, so they don't open the messages all the time. So they don't see the message that of the don't.
That it's been compromised.
Yeah, and we are terrified. We don't know what is going on. They open the door, and it's the Hamas. We are, as parents inside the safe room, scared to death, and the siblings that are away from Barry don't get messages. They call, but there's no message, there's no feedback. And like Naomi is in Tel Aviv, she's the youngest, 18, and like, Yael, Yael, you know, you see the messages and it's question mark, answer, why don't you answer? Until we get a message, we're out. At this moment, I remember when they gave, been born, and it's again. So happy. And now, everything can collapse. They are safe. And Ido is going to the soldiers and say, you have to rescue my mom. Daphne is sick. She has a medical situation and she's getting dehydrated. And she's afraid to tell me how bad she's feeling because I'd go outside and bring whatever she needs to save her. Says, what does it help me when you're dead? You do not go outside. I'm okay. But inside, she's not. Especially after the kids are out, she said, okay, I'll die in here. And it's okay. And here Daphne is coming.
Zaito!
It's my 51st birthday today.
Hey,
thank you. But again, so we're inside and we hear the army already is getting in, start to get people outside. And there's shooting all over, a real war going downstairs. And then it's quiet. And then it's coming back. And then it's again. And eventually we get a phone call from one of the kibbutz that is leading the soldiers. Yanin, we are downstairs. Do not come down until we call you. And then half a minute later, go down now. I got nothing for myself, just some water for Daphne and food for Phoebe, and then we go down. once you open the door, the first thing that hits you is the smell. You know exactly what it is, but you bury it aside now. This is not the time to be emotional about it. Everything is chaotic, and you are always been driven by the troops outside. You have to keep on moving to the center, be in the center, don't move to the side. Okay, don't look left, close all the kids' eyes, don't let them see. Of course, curiosity is stronger than us, so I look and you see dead people, burned houses, some of them still are burning. And Phoebe is pushing and pulling like she never did before. And the soldier said, look, I'm sorry, but you have to drag her with you if you need. You can't stand here. You have to keep on moving. And this is the way it's moving on. Like, you don't have time to do anything. Just move, and they'll tell you, stop. Cover to the sides, see everything is safe. Move on forward until you're out. We lost contact with my sister and her husband at 11:10, their last message to her daughter. 2 days ago, we got the message that my sister has been kidnapped and she's in Gaza. Her husband is missing. Her mom is dead. We don't have the same mom, in case people. So this is the situation now. My father is 93 years old. He's been with his caretaker in the safe room that's been broken down. And they've been with Hamas for about an hour or two. And they left him because he's old and took the Indian caretaker. But there's no place in the van to go to Gaza, so they pushed her outside, and that's what saved her life. We still don't know who's missing because the body haven't been identified yet and who is been kidnapped. And as Tom Hand said about his Emily, a 9 years old daughter, that he heard that she's dead, and he said, I'm relieved. Between the two options left, this is the better one. And you realize that we are a 1,200 people community, more than 100 killed. Last night, we've got a list of those that are confirmed dead and those that are still missing. And for me, I look at this list and I said, oh, this is a list for people to set the table before Passover. And this is a list to clean after the Passover. Like, because you know those people, this is where you see so many people in one list, not people that are dead or missing. So it's hard to get it and to understand, comprehend, and to grasp. Day after day, there's another funeral. It's not one, it's about five funerals here every day that you have to pick one to go to because you can't be everywhere. Then you see photos of the kibbutz itself. Some of it is like, as it was, serene and beautiful and green, and the other is like burned down, turned down. Daphna is saying, I'm never coming back unless the situation is completely different than it was, because as it was, it cannot go on. It has to be different. For me, it's my house, my home for my whole life or so. I don't see any other option. There's a lot to build, rebuild. 70 shana bakalnoi ani nosea umabi
alma haya umania. We recorded the conversation with Yarnin on Wednesday, October 18th. 3 days later, he was notified that the bodies of his sister and her husband had been identified. גופרית וניחוחות והשקיעות שבשדות אבי חלם בכל דממה איך להפריח את השממה היום שואל אותי ילדי מה הסיפור של בארי כאן זה בית כאן זה לב ועוד החלום שורשים
כאן זה בית, כאן זה לב, ואותך אני לא עוזב. אבותינו שורשים, ואנחנו הפרחים. הרגינות, שבט אחים והחיות. ומן החביר הכל תפוך, דליים דליים של הסיפור. נוער עובד צופים אבלי, כולם תמיד בלב שלי. אנחנו כאן להישאר, כאן כל נקלט הופך חבר. עד התגשמות של החלום, עד בארי שבדר.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.